of the Lord. I'm a soldier in the army. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier in the army. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier in the army. I got my war clothes on in the army of the Lord. I got my war clothes on in the army. I got my war clothes on in the army of the Lord. I got my war clothes on in the army. I got my war clothes on in the army of the Lord. I got my war clothes on in the army. If I die, let me die in the army of the Lord. If I die, let me die in the army. If I die, let me die in the army of the Lord. If I die, let me die in the army. If I die, let me die in the army of the Lord. If I die, let me die in the army. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier in the army. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier in the army. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier in the army. God is a good God. Yes, he is. Oh, God is a good God. Yes, he is. God is a good God. Yes, he is. Oh, God is a good God. Yes, he is. God is a holy God. Yes, he is. Oh, God is a holy God. Yes, he is. God is a holy God. Yes, he is. Oh, God is a holy God. Yes, he is. God is a faithful God. Yes, he is. Oh, our God is a faithful God. Yes, he is. God is a faithful God. Yes, he is. Oh, our God is a faithful God. Yes, he is. God is a loving God. Yes, he is. Oh, our God is a loving God. Yes, he is. Our God is a loving God. Yes, he is. Oh, our God is a loving God. Yes, he is. God is a healing God. Yes, he is. Oh, our God is a healing God. Yes, he is. Our God is a healing God. Yes, he is. Oh, our God is a healing God. Yes, he is. There's a storm out over the ocean, and it's moving this old way. If your soul's not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. There's a storm out over the ocean, and it's moving this old way. If your soul's not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. Drift away, Lord, drift away. You will surely drift away. If your soul's not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. I'm gonna live so God can use me anywhere, Lord, anytime. I'm gonna live so God can use me anywhere, Lord, anytime. I'm gonna live so God can use me anywhere, Lord, anytime. I'm gonna live so God can use me anywhere, Lord, anytime. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Everybody ought to praise the Lord. Clap your hands, everybody, and praise the Lord. Clap your hands, everybody, and praise the Lord. Clap your hands, everybody, praise the Lord. Everybody ought to praise the Lord. Stomp your feet, everybody, and praise the Lord. Stomp your feet, everybody, and praise the Lord. Stomp your feet, everybody, and praise the Lord. Everybody ought to praise the Lord. Lift him up, everybody, and praise the Lord. Lift him up, everybody, and praise the Lord. Lift him up, everybody, praise the Lord. Everybody ought to praise the Lord. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away, but then rising, he justified and freed me forever. One day he's coming back, glorious day. I said living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away, but then rising, he justified, freed me forever. One day he's coming back, glorious day. One day when heaven was filled with his praises. One day when sin was as black as can be, that's when Jesus came down to be born of a virgin, dwelt among many. Our example is he, everybody saying, living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away, but then rising, he justified, freed me forever. One day he's coming back, glorious day. One day they led him on Calvary's mountain. That day when they nailed him to die on the tree. Oh, suffer in anguish, despised and rejected. Bearing our sins, our example is he. Everybody say, living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Bearing, rising, he carried our sins far away, but then rising, he justified, freed us forever. One day he's coming back, glorious day. One Sunday grave couldn't conceal him no longer. The day when the stone rolled away from the door, that's when Jesus arose over death, he conquered. Now he's ascended, he is Lord of all. Everybody say, living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away, but then rising, he justified, freed us forever. One day he's coming back, glorious day. Send it on down. Send it on down, Lord. Lord, let your Holy Ghost come on down. We sing, send it on down. Send it on down, Lord. Lord, let your Holy Ghost come on down. God, we can't do nothing till you send it on down. Lord, let your Holy Ghost come on down. Lord, we can't do nothing till you send it on down. Lord, let your Holy Ghost come on down. We need power, power, Lord, power, Lord. We need your power, Lord, your Holy Ghost power, power, Lord, power to walk right, power, Lord, power to talk right, power, Lord, power to live right, power, Lord, power to pray right, power, Lord. We need your power, power, Lord, your Holy Ghost power, power, Lord. Living, he loved us. Dying, he saved us. Buried, he carried our sins far away, but then rising, he justified, freed us forever. One day he's coming back, glorious day. Hallelujah. Greeter, are you there?
Father God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you. You brought us to this, to beginning of a new day. Thank you for a fresh day. We ask that you renew our hearts on this day. We thank you, oh God, for being faithful. We thank you for all the the things have been brought up before us this morning. Someone said that the because of breath, because you woke us up this morning, you covered us in your blood. Oh, thank you, God, for all that you have done according to your will. You said, someone said you was a burden carrier. You carried our burdens. We thank you, oh, Lord, because you have made a way for us, God. You remind us of this often, especially when we feel overwhelmed. We just thank you because you continue to walk in with us, God. We ask that you will open our ears, oh, God, to be able to hear what you're saying to us. Ask that you will allow us to be able to hear those words that's been getting ready to be put before us today. We thank you for the anointing of praise and worship that just set the atmosphere on this morning. We ask that you be with our leaders, Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon and Pastor Bacola Roberts, God. We ask even that you would anoint the speaker that will bring this awesome message before us on this morning. We thank and we trust you in everything we pray. Amen and amen. Host, are you there? Take it away, host.
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Take it away.
Thank you. Good morning. Good morning, Minister Rosalind Peters. We thank you this morning for that beautiful tag, Make a Way Wednesday. Yes, he made a way for me. I'm joyful and I'm having a beautiful day. And I thank you for that powerful prayer. We so thank you this morning. Good morning. I want to thank Minister Keisha. Oh, Minister Keisha, she's for that praise and worship. Hallelujah. Lift up him. We lift him up this morning. We thank you this morning. We can't give him nothing but a whole lot of praise, so we thank you for that praise and worship this morning. My name is Tiffany Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. I am so glad to be hosting you this morning. Well, let me share a little bit about this call. Well, this morning I want to say October 20th, 2010, our two amazing co-founders, Reverend Dr. Pacola Roberts and Reverend Dr. Weatherspoon, started us on this journey. I am so glad this morning. We have a scripture this morning that we stand on, Psalms 88:13, but you have cried out, Lord, in the morning. My prayer comes before you. Amen. We also have a mission statement to enrich, enhance, empower believers as they begin their day. This is what we're doing. Hallelujah this morning. We also have a website that you can visit anytime something's on your mind and you need a prayer. Hallelujah. You can go to this website 24/7. All the messages has been archived on this site as well as our bio of our awesome speakers. The theme for this year, 2021, was God's strategic shifting prophetic suddenly in holy sense are being established as supernaturally revealed. Amen. And you can read that in Mark 16:15-20. If you've been led by the Lord, be a blessed, this is blessed minister as a greeter, as Minister Ross, a host as yours truly, or a singer as Minister Keisha, or a word from the Lord. You may even have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit all your information at info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net, and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Wetzel or our prayer general minister, Bernard Terrell, will contact you. But on Friday, on the second half of this call, we have a treat that you can stay on and give your praise report live. That's a beautiful thing. You can stay on the second half of this call and get it live. Let me just share with you our phenomenal company, Artist International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 31 years ago. We're now called Artist Life. Great products to help the world become healthy, and I like to always say wealthy, and you can also share with anyone come 3 feet of you. Do not keep it to yourself. Spread this good news. The new morning motivation call held Monday through Friday, right after this call, a team of great leaders are giving vital information on the benefits of this wonderful artist product. The number is 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005. That PIN number is 294-617-pound, 294-617-pound. If your service is T-Mobile, Boost Mobile, Metro Pizza, or even Cricket, you can use a free number that you can call. That number is 716-293-9707, 716-293-9707. 1-800-293-9707, and you will not be charged. That's a beautiful thing. This is Wednesday, Awareness Wednesday, and our power couple, Mrs. Flanagan, will be the host and the guest speaker, Mr. Reggie Flanagan. And it's about stress. Who's not stressed out these days? It's about stress. So we want everyone to plug into the call right after this call. But in the meantime, we want everyone to please visit the Facebook, stay in touch with your business, look at WhatsApp app, and just share. Keep sharing this powerful, powerful information, because we need these products to help us to maintain our health. So we are so grateful for that. But anyway, let me just stop right now. And we have a speaker that needs no introduction, but I'm just going to give you a few things about her. She's one of our prophet cat. I love it. That's her speech she's been sharing with us. I'm just giving you a little bit about her. Prophet Kai is born in New York City. She's currently residing in the great state of San Antonio, Texas. Prophet Kai received a bachelor's in electronic engineering in 1996. She was called into the ministry in 2000 as a late minister. God led her to the seminary where she received her Master of Art and Pastoral Accounts, a Master of Divinity Pastoral Ministry. She stands on the scripture, hallelujah, Jeremiah 29:11. Well, I know the plans I have for you. We have a wonderful son, Christopher, who she loves so much and we love so much. So we're so grateful for Prophet Kai. She published a book also. The first books. God birthed the ministry. Also, she was my prayer partner. She's also artist description. I can go on and on about her, but she has some information, and I don't want to use none of her minutes. Let me introduce you to some presenter, none other than friend, a partner, Prophet Kai Brown. Are you out there?
I am here, Minister Cynthia. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, darling. Take it away.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Again, thank you, Minister Cynthia, for hosting us with such Jesus joy. And, of course, I want to honor and say thank you to the two amazing and dynamic women who started this call, and thank them for their obedience to God, Dr. Fakola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I do not take it lightly that they allow me to come before the children of God and present what thus says the Lord. And, of course, we give all praise, all glory, all honor to our Lord, our King of Kings, our Daddy God, our big brother Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit which indwells us. We are in the midst of the I Am series, and we started, on Friday, I Am Your Healing, and we were talking about emotional healing. So we're just going to jump right back into the word on emotional healing. I thought on Friday I was done with that, but just as I began to pray and seek God this weekend, he was like, no, my people need some practical stuff that goes along, you know, because you get the spiritual, you'll get the scripture, but let's talk about some practical. What goes along with emotional healing? What are some of the benefits of emotional healing? Well, one of the benefits, it allows you to let go of the emotional baggage and attachments, hurts, habits, and hangups from our past. It allows us to let go of the emotional baggage, attachments, hurts, habits, and hangups from the past. It releases us. It frees us from those things that bind us, that the enemy can continue to use and play as a film over and over and over in our heads of past decisions that we have made that are still controlling our present decisions, preventing us from reacting, preventing us from reaching the full potential that God has given us. So letting go of those emotional hurts and allowing God to heal us emotionally allows us to let that go. And Philippians 3:12 says, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward towards those things which are ahead. I press towards the mark of the high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus. So God is telling us, hey, leave that stuff that's behind, behind, forgetting those things which are behind and pressing towards the mark. So when you press, you've got to move forward to press into something. So pressing towards the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. See, if we are willing to let go of that emotional baggage, well, how do you do that? You lay it at the feet of God, and every time the enemy brings it back up, and he's going to because that is his job, you put it back at God's feet and you say, no, Lord, I'm not picking this back up. Help me. Give me the strength to walk away from this thing that I've laid at your feet, this emotional baggage that I no longer want to carry. Lord, give me the strength to leave it with you, because if we are honest, he's the one that has to deal with it anyway, because we don't know how. If we could do it ourselves, then we wouldn't need him. We wouldn't need to be in relationship with him. And when I say need, we need to be in relationship with God if we want to go to heaven, you know, and see, spend eternity with him. We need that relationship. It's not just a want, it's a need. So we've got to let go of that emotional baggage and those attachments and those hurts, hang-ups, and habits from our past. You know, we've made mistakes. We all have. But the word is very clear. All have fallen short and missed the glory of God. But we also serve a loving and forgiving God who allows us to repent and turn from our evil ways. So we have to make a choice, a decision, to let go of that emotional baggage. Then we have to, letting go of that emotional hurt allows us to learn to respond to things instead of reacting to them. See, the enemy wants us to react, and normally in reaction, we're reacting out of emotion. We're acting from a place of hurt instead of stepping back, taking time to think through it and allow God to respond through us to any situation. And just to have a moment of transparency, I always tell my boss and those people that report to me, I don't respond if I am either emotional or angry, ever. Why don't I do that? Because those responses are reactions to whatever the situation or circumstance is. I allow myself to back up. Now, I'll type up an email in a heartbeat. I'll get all of that emotion that is in out onto a piece of paper or onto the screen and get it out. And then I erase all of that, and I respond according to what God has given me. So we have to learn how to respond instead of reacting. Sometimes certain events can remind us about past traumas, past hurts, past pains that we've experienced. When this happens, we may want to react in a way that is not pleasing to God. We want to explode in anger or fall into sorrow and wailing, but we have to allow the spirit that dwells within us to take over in those instances, to give us comfort in those times when those things come back up. We've got to allow the spirit which dwells in us to say, okay, baby girl, yes, that hurts you. Or, okay, son, that hurts you, but I'm here. I'm here to comfort you because Jesus sent me back when he went to be with the Father to be your comforter. Trust me. I've got you through this process. Lean into the spirit which is within you. Lean into your relationship with God through Jesus Christ, who is standing at the right hand of God still to this day, petitioning for each and every one of us. So we've got to allow that emotional healing to take place so that we can learn to respond instead of react. How do we do that? What are some things? We trust that God is going to do what he said he's going to do. Psalms 34 and 17 goes, when the righteous cry out for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all of their troubles. Not some, not a few, but all of their troubles. to when we're in that emotional place and we want to react, if we allow God to be who he is and we cry out to him, he will deliver us. See, and when God delivers you, that's deliverance. He will deliver us out of them all of our troubles, all of them. So we've got to trust and allow him to be who he is and to do the things that he says he's going to do. He is not a respecter of persons. If he did it for anyone in biblical times, he will do it for each and every one of us. And the thing that we have over them is we've seen him do it for them. We have the Bible, which shows us that he's done it for someone else. See, in biblical days, they didn't have that. They had to go out on faith and trust that what he was saying and what they were seeing was true. We have the word today that shows us God is who he says he is. And he's no respecter of person. See, we've got some advantages that they did not have. They didn't have Jesus. They had not been restored to right relationship with God by the final and sacrifice of his only begotten son. They had to do an annual. Sometimes they had to do sacrifices in between those annual cleansings. See, but we have the ultimate sacrifice in Jesus, who went to the cross for us so that our relationship could be made whole with God. And then the next thing that we have to do is we have to grow into a stronger person, both mind, body, and spirit. That means we have to allow the Holy Spirit that indwells us to have his way. That means we need to be exercising every day, getting some sort of movement in, not just being inactive slugs. We need to be moving. We need to be exercising our minds, reading something, taking something in, both spiritually, but also just to keep our minds active. We need to be doing things that we know will improve who we are, mind, body, and spirit, growing into to that which God has purposed us to be in his Jeremiah 29:11 plan. We've got to take time to do those things that God has called us to do. And how do we do that? We focus on the Word of God and the things that he tells us in that word. And we do that by realizing the statement that he made in John 14:27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you, not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let them be afraid. He's telling us you should be at peace because I left that peace with you. So that's how you begin to become that person he's called you to be. That's how you begin to walk out that Jeremiah 29:11 plan for you. We have to acknowledge that we are powerful, and that power is not coming from within us. That power is because of who we are in Christ Jesus. See, I am powerful beyond measure, not because Kai has done anything, but because Jesus, and because of the Holy Spirit, I can step out and take ownership of all the things that God said are mine. That's power. Stop giving other people your power. Stop allowing them to control you. Stop attributing your fears to other people or denying your emotions. It's okay to feel what you feel. God never said we could not have emotions. We couldn't feel what we feel. But even in feeling those things, we have to do what God says. See, God wants us whole and healthy. because then he can present that to the world and have others desire to come into the kingdom. It is all about kingdom building and helping those who are unsaved, unchurched, to realize that they need this thing that we have. See, we are supposed to be that living epistle, that example of what it looks like to be changed from sinner, saved by grace, to walking in relationship with Christ. There should be a difference in your starting point and where you are now. You should not still need milk. You should be able to chew on the meat of the word and deal with the emotional scars of your past and understand, I'm not saying it's easy. I understand what it is to have to deal with the scars of emotional abuse, of physical abuse, of sexual abuse, but it has to be done. We have to trust God that he's going to open up that wound and be the ultimate healer of it. We've got to trust that he's going to do what he says. We've got to be willing to trust him and know that in Psalms 147:3, he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. But we've got to be willing to admit to being in that broken place and surrendering that broken place and submitting, which is not a cuss word, that brokenness to him. Because that is the only way we become made whole. We've got to stop allowing those past things, to allowing the enemy, giving him place to run that reel, that film, over and over again in our head. It's time you throw that film, that reel that the enemy, into the fire and burn it. Because those past mistakes are affecting your present decisions, which is projecting into your future. It's time we release those things and stop picking them back up. God wants us emotionally whole. And we've got to acknowledge the power that worketh in us to be that. Be honest and identify the source of your emotional pain and forgive them. You want God to forgive you? You have got to forgive those who have hurt you. Because in all honesty, it's controlling you. They've gone on with their lives. Probably don't even remember that they did it. But yet you are still bound and controlled by it. Give it to God. He wants it. Oh, and then you've got to practice self-love and self-care. That's not selfish. That is you taking care of you so that God can use you to help take care of others. See, he can't use you to help others if you aren't taking care of you. Now, that was a struggle for me. And sisters, hear me, because this is for you. We delight and nurture others more than we nurture ourselves. It feels natural to us. But if we're honest, we can't really take care of others if we're not taking care of ourselves, because we're only presenting to them brokenness and showing them how to pretend to be selfless instead of practicing self-love and self-care and showing them how to take care and nurture themselves first so that they can then nurture others. Hear me, sisters. Hear me, women of God. God is not pleased with that. He desires that we are honest to who we are and meet our own needs before we can meet the needs of others. And that's not selfish. I know we get into our heads that it is. It is not. You best serve your husbands, married women, by making sure you present to him a whole helpmeet and not a broken one. So understand that God desires us whole, healthy, mind, body, and spirit, because he is our healing if we allow him to be. I am your healing. But we have to trust him and allow him to be the I am in our lives. We have to trust that his word is true when he says, when the righteous cry out for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. We got to trust that word. But before we trust it, we got to know it. We got to have enough word within us that when those situations rise up, we can speak the word to the situation. Jesus spoke to the winds and the waves. He didn't have to run to his Bible. He didn't have to run to anything to find it. He was able to speak to the situation as it arose. We've got to get that word in us to be able to do that. I am your healing, and if we're healed, then we can bring that word in. We have to meditate on it. Hear me clearly, God desires us whole and healthy. And if we allow him to be the I am in our lives, we can have that. But we've got to do our part. I am your healing. Will you allow him to be the I am in your life? Minister Cynthia, back to you.
Thank you so much for that powerful, powerful word. I am your healer. Hallelujah. Pray for self-love and self-care. We thank you for that profound words. Shortly after I come back, I will call you for after a few announcements, the benediction. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you thank you, Lord, for your blessing this morning. Grant us the strength and the energy to go through this day. We thank you for self-love, self-care. Hallelujah. We thank you for Prophet Cal for this on-time message this morning. Focus on the word of God. I am the power beyond that. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Lord, she said it out. She poured it out to us, Lord. Hallelujah. God, now we will turn around and ask the Lord to bless her over and over again, Lord. Fill her up with so many blessings that she won't have enough room to contain them, Lord. We thank you this morning for our amazing co-founders, Reverend Dr. Bacola Roberts and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherson, for keeping us focused and staying us in Christ Jesus this morning. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family for sharing artist life and bringing us all together, Lord, for this time in our life. We pray for the staff, Lord. Lift them. Keep them focused on their job, Lord. We pray for them this morning. Please give everyone. We want to thank everyone for joining us this morning and thought it was not robbery to be with us this morning. Lord, we pray for them, every sick and shut-in, the hospital, the nursing home, anyone incarcerated. Touch them like never before, Lord. They need you. We cover every bereaving family this morning, Lord. The Flanagan, the Weatherspoon, the Jackson, the Cox. I can go on and on, but Lord, you know everyone name by name. Hallelujah. God, we love and care. We want you to hold us in your hand, Lord. We need that peace that you know or that you love. And give us joy this morning. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Lord, I just know you want to hear this powerful message. The playback number is 712-432-1085, 712-432-1085, and that PIN number is 957-677-POUND, 957-677-POUND. And I just want to say this morning, the new morning motivation call will be after this call. We have the Flanagans. They will be doing, the topic is stress. Everybody needs to share that with somebody today. We are kind of stressed out now, but God is in control. Well, let me just say, we want to thank Minister Rosalyn for the tag and praise and worship. We thank Minister Keisha for lifting us up this praise and worship this morning. And Lord, we want to thank Prophet Kai once again for that powerful message this morning. Would you please close us out in a benediction?
Thank you again, Minister Cynthia, for hosting with such Jesus joy. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say thank you, thank you, thank you for being our healing, for sending our big brother Jesus to come to earth to be the ultimate sacrifice for us, for loving us enough to restore us to right relationship with you. Lord, as we leave this call, but never, ever your presence, please, please, please continue to be the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. Show us those emotional places where we need your healing. Father God, give us the strength to allow you to be the I am in our lives, to allow you to be I am your healing. Lord, now unto you who is able to keep us from stumbling and to present us faultless before the presence of your glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace.